Radio.
Alfio Studo Jr. might not be a name you instantly recognise, but you would certainly remember his powerful role as Christ in the Stations of the Cross at World Youth Day in 2008. We managed to catch up with Alfio for a quick chat.
Thank you for joining me, Alfio, today. I just firstly wanted to ask you about your role as Jesus Christ at World Youth Day 2008 and Stations of the Cross. What was the experience of having such an overtly faith-based role as an artist?
Firstly, it was definitely life-changing. I soon realised when I was rehearsing and I got heavily involved in the role that it was a role not just for World Youth Day, but would be pretty much forever or for a lifetime, where I could connect with people and put my faith into action.
Okay, and can you tell me a little bit about the experience of coming to that role? So how were you picked and what was the kind of, I guess, training and preparation you needed to do for that?
So basically I got a notification, quite simply, via email, and I followed it up. I was interested to be simply part of the production. I had no role in mind, and I met Father Franco and Father Peter Williams and introduced myself, and I guess one thing led to another. Through auditions and through the interviews. But like I said, I had no role in mind, so I was quite surprised that towards the end of the audition process that I was considered to play the role of Jesus. Obviously quite honoured, extremely honoured and excited to play, you know, such an important role.
Okay, and has that role, I guess, opened doors for you since within your career?
Specifically in terms of acting, not exactly. I guess it has given me the opportunity to connect with people and to share my experiences and I guess give a bit of an insight in terms of putting your faith into action and quite simply, you know, inspiring other people that, look, at the end of the day, I'm just an everyday person with a career, and I guess people can learn that extraordinary things can happen to ordinary people. You know, we all have gifts, we all have talents, and it's all up to us to use those gifts that God has given us to connect with people.
Hmm. Well, I guess if you didn't get the big Hollywood roles from it or anything like that, what was it exactly that you did get from having that role at World Youth Day?
That's a good question. Well, let's put it this way. Like I said, it was life-changing, and in specifically in regards to that, I just had this responsibility to, you know, represent the church and as an everyday person. And what I mean by that, people could relate to me. And I was aiming for that when I was interviewed and when I was doing talks. I really wanted people to just connect with me on a everyday level. And also it has opened doors to just for myself to just, you know, have more meaning and more purpose in life. You know, because it was so life-changing, I've been able to a greater extent to put context in what I'm doing. I'm now a filmmaker, and I now put everything in context with connecting with people and, you know, putting my faith into action. Because we all have the, like I said, we all have the ability to do that. We all have talents. We all have gifts. So I guess that's in one way what I got out of it.
Okay, so, well, on that topic, really, how does your faith influence your career in the arts?
My faith influences me. See, I'm a filmmaker slash event videographer, and because I always look to put my faith into action with my work, the films that I do or the projects that I'm involved, I always look to put purpose and meaning behind it. And by doing that, I can connect with people on a deeper level, and that's really important. And I think that goes with any career, whether you're a mechanic, accountant. I guess the universal, for me anyway, the universal lesson, or I guess the universal thing is to connect with people.
Yeah, and even just outside of yourself, do you believe that there is a place for the faith in the arts today, for any kind of faith or the Catholic faith in the arts?
Definitely. I think the arts is an extremely important field, if you like, for the faith, because there's many forms of expression. So when we talk about art, we talk about music, we talk about filmmaking, paintings, poetry. So of course, the idea is to have many forms of expression to communicate with people, you know, communicate the word and the message. So the more effective ways that we have to communicate the word, the better. You know, we have organizations like Salt and Light that do that, of different kind, including Father Franco with his talents in theater and art direction, which he has brought to the World Youth Day Session of the Cross. That was his calling. And again, that was my calling as well. And everyone is called to put their talents and their arts into action. You know, whether you're a painter, filmmaker, poet, doesn't matter. It's important that we really, really use all these forms of expression.
You mentioned Father Franco before. Do you really come across other like-minded individuals within the course of your work?
I definitely look to do that, to look for like-minded people through social medias, networking through events such as Artists for Life, which is coming up. These gatherings and these ways of connecting with people is so important. So, yeah, I do come across people that are like-minded because it allows us to collaborate. It allows us to share our art. And by doing that, we can expand on our talents and build on it so we could continue doing that and connecting with people.
Okay, so what would you say to a budding artist out there who feels they have a strong connection to their faith? What would you say to them in pursuing their career within the arts?
What I would say to the upcoming artist is that they have, you know, such an incredible opportunity to use their talent to connect with people, and that it is going to be, it is always a challenging road ahead, but as long as people, as artists keep the context in check, and that is that everything they do is with purpose, and that purpose is to spread the message. And the message is to, you know, the message obviously, you know, the forgiveness, love, to connect with people, almsgiving, you know, helping people. And I think that's the most important thing is making sure that, you know, that they have purpose in what they do and they keep at it. And also to continually network with people and share their talents and their art, because we need to basically share our art, and that way it could build to greater levels to spread the word.
All right, well, I believe that you're giving a testimony at an upcoming Artists for Life event, so no doubt we'll see more of you in the future. And I want to thank you, Alfio, for joining us today and for sharing your words about your experience.
My pleasure.
No worries, thank you.
If you want to hear more from Alfio, he'll be sharing his story at Artists for Life at ACU North Sydney next Friday. The event is hosted by Artist Christie. For more information, visit crodio.org.au or the Artist Christie Facebook page.